Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Shipton High School varsity girls basketball competition, East Division matchup of the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention the JV contest just completed. They played a half of a ball game. They played two quarters. Hamilton Heights captured the win. We'll mention both teams on the floor right now, Hamilton Heights and Tipton. And we're listening to an education-based varsity girls basketball game. This internet radio broadcast made possible by audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PuttingInSports.com since 2008. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention a little bit about both teams. We'll talk about first the visiting team on the scoreboard, the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies have a school enrollment of 731. They're Class 3A, Sectional 24. There are seven in their sectional. Their sectional will be at Hamilton Heights this season. It's coming up right around the corner. We'll mention in that sectional is Hamilton Heights. They're currently 14-3, followed up by Jay County. Jay County, 16-1. Delta, the Lady Eagles, are 6-11. Yorktown, they're 7-9. The Franklin Lady Eagles are 13-5. Centerville, 4-10. Newcastle, they're looking for their first win. They played 17 ball games. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Jared Mason. The athletic director is Kurt Ogden. The athletic office manager, that's Lee Ann Moffitt. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802 State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana, 46030. You can dial him by telephone at 317-984-3551. On the web, it's hhscuskies.org. They wear the colors orange, white, and brown. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Hoosier Conference has 10 members. They have 5 in the East, 5 in the West. Currently, they stack up like this. Northwestern. Northwestern is 3-0 in the East. They're 13-3 overall. Followed up by Hamilton Heights. They're 2-1 in the East Division. They're 14-3 overall. Western, the Lady Panthers, are 2-1. They're 14-5 overall. The Tipton Lady Devils are 1-2. They're 12-6 overall. The Lewis Cass Kings are 0-4 in the East Division. They're 6-13 presently. Now, the West Division, that's Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes at the top. They've been at the top pretty much all season long in the 3A poll. We'll mention they finished the West. They're 4-0. They'll play the winner of the East Division in the conference crossover game just coming up around the corner. We'll mention Benton Central. They're in second place. They're 2-1. They're 15-5 overall. Central Catholic, the Lady Knights, are 2-1. They're 12-6 overall. West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 1-3. They finished 1-3 in the West. They're 14-5 overall. The Rensselaer Central Lady Bombers, they finished the West at 0-4. They are 9-8 overall. We'll mention the athletic trainer for Hamilton Heights is Dan Clifton. We'll remind you, Hamilton Heights currently 14 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 2-1 in the East. They average, per ball game, this is an average, offensively 42.1 points per contest. Their head coach is Keegan Cherry. Keegan Cherry, 113 wins, 51 losses, working in year number 7 at Hamilton Heights. Next game on the agenda after tonight for the Lady Huskies will happen Tuesday, the 17th. This coming Tuesday, 6 o'clock JV, 7:30 varsity. The Newcastle Lady Trojans will be in the house at Hamilton Heights. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Lady Devils. The Lady Devils is school enrollment of 454. We're mentioning the gym capacity right here at Tipton High School, 3,050. The Gifted Lady Devils are Class 2A, Sectional 39. Seven in their sectional. Their sectional will happen at Blackford High School. That's a good place to have a sectional. We'll mention it in their sectional. Tipton. Tipton, they're 12-6 overall. Eastbrook, the Lady Panthers are 11-4. Blackford, the Lady Bruins are 16-1. Madison Grant, the Lady Argyles are 9-9. Eastern, the Lady Comets are 2-17. Taylor, 0-15. I heard they had to outfit a team right there. They did it. They put the word out in the school system, and they picked up enough to have basketball this year at Taylor. They've not won a game. They played 15. They're on their way back. But we'll also mention the Tipton boys, the Taylor Titan boys team, currently 11-0. They're right there in the rankings in Class 2A. In Elwood, the Lady Panthers are 1-16. Those are the members in the Blackwood sectional, sectional 39. We'll mention a little bit about the Tipton administration. The principal is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Vernon. The assistant athletic director is Alex Weddle. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference, as mentioned, 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. We've mentioned those. We'll mention contending in the East, Northwestern, Hamilton Heights, Western, Tipton, Lewis Cass. In the West, Twin Lakes, Benton Central, Central Catholic, West Lafayette, and Rensselaer Central Bombers. We'll remind you the Tipton Lady Devils are currently 12-6 on the season. They're 1-2 in the East Division. Offensively, per game average, they average offensively 47 points per contest. We'll mention the head coach working in her first year as the head coach right there at Tipton Lady Devils. She's been on the bench there several years with Coach West. This year she takes over currently 12-6. The head coach is Leela Crawford Gilman. She's married now. She is the sister of Mike Crawford, standout basketball player for the Blue Devils. Saw him get 40 consecutive years in the regional. We'll mention the next team on the agenda for the Tipton Lady Devils, Kokomo Wildcats. Coach Haley Cook Peckinpah. They will be in the house right here with Tipton Lady Devils. That's coming up this Tuesday also, the 17th. They'll have a ball game right here, girls variety. Well, Mitchell, we're going to have some halftime guests. We're going to have about three halftime guests right here from the Tipton boys basketball team, 7-12 on the pregame. We'll mention a little bit about the Class 2A coaches poll. 2A coaches poll stacks up like this, top 16 listed. This poll was tabulated January 9th. Here's the girls basketball 2A coaches poll. At number one, Central Noble, that's the Lady Cougars, currently 18 wins, no losses. Number two, the Blackford Lady Bruins, 16 wins, one loss. As mentioned, they're in the Blackford sectional, Class 2A, sectional 39. At number three, North Knox. North Knox Lady Warriors, they're 19-1. Number four, Forest Park Lady Rangers, 16-3. Number five, Andrean, the Lady Fighting 59ers, they're 15-2. Number six, Carroll. The Carroll Lady Cougars right there in Florida, Indiana, 17-1. And number seven, Linton Stockton. The Lady Miners are 15-2. At number eight, Pioneer, the Lady Panthers are 15-2. At number nine, Eastern Hancock, Lady Royals, they're 15-3. At number 10, Lafayette Central Catholic, Lady Knights, they're 12-2. Two teams tied at number 11. We'll mention at number 11, Brownstown Central Lady Braves, 14-5. The other team at number 11 is Seager Lady Patriots, 15-3. Two teams tied at number 13. First team is Strike to Central, the Lady Tigers. They're 14-4. Second team is tied at number 13, Eastbrook, the Lady Panthers, 11-4. Eastbrook also in sectional 39 at Blackford High School this year. We'll mention tied at number 15. There are also two teams. LaPel, Lady Bulldogs, they're 14-5. And we'll mention University High School, the Lady Trailblazers, are 13-4. The Lady Blue Devils are off the floor now. They're going into their locker room, getting ready for a chalk talk, get some hydration. Lady Huskies still out on the floor shooting around. Pre-game clock, 4:42. Clock rolling down, getting ready for varsity competition here at Tipton High School. We'll mention a little bit about the Class 3A coaches poll. It was tabulated on January 9th. Top 14 listed right here, girls basketball. At number 1, Twin Lakes Lady Indians. They've been at number 1 pretty much all season long. They're 18-0. And we'll mention Cobra Academy tonight. Should say Cobra Academy's 10-5. Going to go against Twin Lakes Lady Indians. At number 2, Indian Creek. Indian Creek Lady Braves, 18-0. At number 3, Evansville Memorial Lady Tigers, 16-0. Number 4, Jay County Lady Patriots, they're 15-1. They're in sectional 24, Class 3A. Two teams tied at number 5, Corydon Central Lady Panthers, they're 16-2. Also at number 5, Norwell, the Lady Knights, they're 14-3. At number 7, Fairfield Lady Falcons, 14-2. At number 8, West Lafayette, the Lady Red Devils, are 13-4. At number 9, Mishawaka Marion, the Lady Knights, are 13-5 on the season. At number 10, Northwestern Lady Tigers, they're 12-3. At number 11, another Class 3A sectional 24 team. That's the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies. They're 12-3. At number 12, it's Belmont. The Lady Braves are 14-2. At number 13, Danville Lady Warriors. They're 15-3. And at number 14, Gibson Southern. The Lady Titans are 14-3. They're getting ready to play some basketball right here at Tipton High School. Both teams out on the floor, taking shots at their leisure. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall, audiosportsonline.net. So they're shooting around, taking shots at their leisure. 2 minutes, 10 seconds left in the pregame. Halftime, we're going to speak to, as mentioned, about three of the members of the Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. We're going to talk to Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, he's a sophomore. We'll also talk to number 11, Nolan Swan. He's a junior. And another junior, we'll talk to number 23, Jackson Money. The guys had a game last night. Blue Devils traveled to Northwestern. That was an East Division matchup. We'll talk about that game here in just a little bit. We'll also mention, if you've not seen the IHSAA.org webpage, you're in for a good view right there. We'll mention they have redone that webpage. It looks tremendous. It is accommodating. We'll mention it's friendly. It's much easier to look up what you're looking for. They have a slogan right there on the front of that page. It says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. Tipton Blue Devils, Hamilton Heights Huskies, get ready for some basketball here on a Saturday. This game was slated to start about 1:30. It's going to get started a little bit earlier, maybe 5 minutes before 1 o'clock. And it should be a good contest. Both coaches well-versed in basketball. I'll tell you what, they are good. And right now they're mixing some final words before the national anthem. And it ought to be a good contest right here. As they mentioned right there, everyone standing, get ready for the national anthem. We're going to set this down for our national anthem. That's our national anthem. Well done. It was Memorex. But I must mention everybody in the whole place right here. While that plays, everyone's on the same page. Can't say that's going to last throughout the ballgame, but definitely on the same page pregame. We're going to mention the starting lineup for tonight's, I should say, for this afternoon's ballgame. Starting for the Huskies, Hamilton Heights will start like this. Number two, she's a 5'6" junior. She's averaging 7.1 per contest. That's Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok, 3.5 boards per game. Wearing number 10, 5'9 junior, 18.7 points per contest, Cameron Runner. Wearing number 20, 5'4" senior, 8.1 points per ball game, Kaylee Roten. Wearing number 23, 5'7" junior, 2.8 points per ball game, Cassidy Shakel. Wearing number 24, 5'9" junior, that's Hadley Cherry. Contributes 1.1 points per ball game. Picked up loose basketball. She's shooting 24% behind the arc. The head coach is Keegan Cherry, working in year number 7. Now, for the starting lineup of the Tipton Lady Devils, they'll start like this. Number 4, a 5'8" junior, 12 points per ball game, that's Hallie Wolf. She's a captain. Also starting, number 20, she's a 5'7" junior, 10.9 points per contest, Kaya Money. She's also a captain. Wearing number 21, 5'10" junior, averaging 3.4 per contest, Allie Powell. She leads the pickup, second on the team in rebounds, 3.1 per game. Number 23, 5'5" senior, averaging 3.9 per contest, that's Abigail Phillips. And winding out the lineup, where's number 45, 6'3" senior, averaging 14.4 per game, 10.4 rebounds per game, that's Ashley Schramm. Ashley Schramm was kind enough to help me pregame with the starting lineup. We're thankful. She's going to step to the center circle. Ashley Schramm going to clean the bottom of her shoes. Say what, she's going to be in for a game today. You clean the bottom of your shoes, you're getting ready to play. Also in the center circle, number 10 for Hamilton Heights, Cameron Runner. Senior, Ashley Schramm, junior, Cameron Runner. Here comes the toss. Pretty good toss. Tip, double tip. First time tip, tip by Cameron. Second time still in the air, Ashley Schramm tips it to the backcourt. In the front court now, Hallie Wolf. He'll work the right side. He'll work it back out top, catches the hands, tie of money. Left side, going to dribble inside the three-point arc. 21, Allie Powell. Back out top to move the basketball, Abigail Phillips. They'll work it down low. Actually, Schramm in the paint. Right side of the bucket. Two-point bucket for Schramm. 2-0 contest early going. First quarter. We've played less than a minute. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies first possession. In the front court, Kaylee Roten. Out top, Ella Hickok. She's pointing out some direction. To the back top of the key to Shakel. Back out top, Kaylee Roten. Moves it left side behind the arc right there on the dribble. Is Ella Hickok. Hickok working right there, guarding her, coming out to play her as 21, Allie Powell. Now back out top, Hickok in the center circle. She'll dribble it right side, use a screen from Cameron Runner and Hadley Cherry. To get the ball back out top, Cameron Runner, Lady Huskies, being a little bit deliberate, looking for that good shot here in the first quarter. First possession, Hamilton Heights behind the arc. Three-point shot, good. Spread at the bucket, Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten shooting 39% behind the arc. Kaylee Roten now 37 for 93 from three-point land. She leads the team in average. We're going to back in the front court. Up top of the basketball, number 20, Kaya Money. Works the right side, she'll dribble baseline. Shot off the glass, wouldn't go. Shot taken by 21, Allie Powell. Back the other direction, Lady Huskies. Out top of the circle, Cameron Runner, she'll dribble in. In the paint, she'll take it to the corner. Work it back outside. Three-point shot again. Right elbow extended. Kaylee Roten has 6 points. 6-2 contest. Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline. Number 4, Hallie Wolf. She'll dribble it left side. Working against her is Ella Hickok. Hickok playing the basketball game, playing defense. Tipped away. Stolen by Cameron Runner. Ball's loose in the front court. Hamilton Heights. Picked up by Ella Hickok. Cameron Runner. Try to go baseline, brings it back out, resets the offense out top of the circle. Working the basketball, Ella Hickok, she'll pass it left side behind the arc. Kaylee Roten, guarding her right there, 23, Abigail Phillips. They're working outside the arc right there, backpedal dribble. Moving the basketball is Ella Hickok. Out top, she'll keep a stationary dribble alive. Playing hers loosely is Hallie Wolf. They're working left side, having Cherry. They're moving on left side behind the arc is Cameron Runner. Guarding her, number 20, Kaya Money on the stationary dribble. Cross-court tip pass, Ella Hickok behind the arc. She'll bring it back out. Reset the offense. She'll work it left side. Going to lose her footing. Kaylee Roten, they're going to call a traveling violation. She hit the deck. We hope she's all right. She's going to be helped to her feet. Lady Huskies bring us to her feet, and good sportsmanship right there. Lady Devil, number 20, Kaya Money. That is synonymous for the Money family. What a kind family. Yet they play the game to win. Going to bring the ball into the backcourt. Shifting Blue Devils. To the front court behind the arc. 15. Cora rode the ball in the ballgame. Shot off the mark. Rebound. Carum to Cameron Runner. She'll cross the timeline at a drop pace. She'll throw it up outside the arc. Looking to pick up a screen from Shakel. A little opposite corner. Hadley Cherry. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Going to be a steal in the front court. Cameron Runner pitches off to Kathleen Shakel. Shakel comes up with the bucket, and she'll go to the foul stripe. She'll shoot one more. It'll be the first foul whistle in the ballgame. Going to put her on the stripe, and I might not have any help with the who committed the foul and how many they have for this game. We'll see. Kathleen Shakel, 3-point play good. 9-2 contest, Lady Huskies in front, 4:35 on the first quarter clock. Going to work it from the top of the circle there, moves it back around. That was Kaya Money. We're going to cross the top of the key right there, Abigail Phillips. Back to Money out top. Long 3-point shot on the way, rims out, wouldn't go. That was Hallie Wolf. Rebound fought for, picked up by Schramm. Going to be a foul right here near the baseline. Schramm comes up with a good board right there. Going to be a foul whistle on Hamilton Heights. We're going to whistle this foul on number 23, Cassie Shakel. She has one. Going to work it in the paint. Back pedal. She's going to work her way down. She'll get a jump ball. Schramm came down with the basketball. Left the ball available. Lady Huskies tie her up. Jump ball. Ultimate possession. Gives it back to Hamilton Heights. Ball brought up from the backcourt, number 2, Ellie Ella Hickok stops way out top, working a 2-3 zone. Works at the left side of the basketball. Cameron Runner still dribble in. Back pedal out top of the circle. From the right corner baseline, 3-point shot. Ella Hickok wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Runner. She'll try a 3 from the same location. Wouldn't go, short off the mark. Huskies get another rebound. Third rebound. Should say second rebound. Third attempt here in the front court on this possession. For the right side, Cameron Runner. Guarding her loosely is Kaya Money. Bring the ball back out top. Reset the offense. Lady Huskies need to balance the floor. It'll work at left side. Behind the arc, back pedal dribble, Kaylee Roten. Bounce pass out top. Triple threat available. Hadley Cherry picking her up right here at 23. Abigail Phillips will work it in. Cameron Runner off the glass. 2-point bucket. 2-point shot good for Cameron Runner. 11-2. Lady Huskies in front. 3:15 left here in the first quarter. Timeout. On the floor, Tipton calls their first timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Soaps Bear. We'll mention checking in the ballgame for Tipton. He's number 21. She's back in the ballgame. Original starter, Allie Hale. I should say Allie Powell. Allie Powell's back in the ballgame. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern for where you're going or where you're at, you can text, message, or call. Lisa Soaps Bear at 317-513-4086. We'll mention that number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. You can contact Lisa Soaps Bear along with buying and selling for your best interest. Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21, Lisa Stokes Bear. Timeout concluded, end of the ballgame. Ball's going to be brought up from the backcourt, Tipton Blue Devils. Going to be brought in, that's number 20, Kaya Money. Chipping in, that's number 4, Hallie Wolf. Hallie Wolf, a 5'8 junior, averaging 12 points per contest. So dribble left side elbow. There's going to be a foul whistle. Too closely guarded right there. Going to be a hand check. Not a whole lot, but maybe setting the bar for this ball game. 11-2. Lady Huskies in front by 11. Excuse me, by 9. 3:04 on the game clock. First quarter. Ashley Tran backs it down to the paint. Kicks it back outside. 3-point shot wouldn't go. Shot taken right there. That was 20. Kaya Money. Back the other direction, Hamilton Heights. Going baseline, going to step on the baseline. Kaylee Roten, she wasn't sure, but yeah, she got her whole foot right there on the baseline, right in front of where we're broadcasting from. We are thankful. Nice area to work from. Thankful to Mr. Corey Fernum. Work at right side behind the arc in the front court on the dribble. 23, Abigail Phillips back out top circle. Kaya Money back to Phillips. They're working out top now. Hallie Wolf, triple threat available. Guarding her is Ella Hickok. She'll pick up a screen from Ashley Schramm. She'll take a 3. It'll rim out. Rebound Schramm. Couldn't get the first one. Got her own board. Went back up. Got fouled in the act of shooting. Ashley Schramm, she's a senior. 6'3". She shoots 66% two-point area. 50% behind the arc. She's 2-for-4. At the free throw line, 75%. She's at the stripe right now. Going to shoot 2. First shot up, rims out, wouldn't go. She enters this trip to the free throw line, 72-96. 96 free throws. At the top on Tipton. Runner with 114 at the stripe. Shot taken. Second shot, rims out, wouldn't go. 72-98. Rebound Tipton. They're working inside through the hands of Schramm to the front court with the basketball. Hamilton Heights, Ella Hickok, Cameron Runner. They're working a long cross-court pass. Katie Brown in the ballgame for the Lady Huskies. Gets it back to Ella Hickok. Cross-court skip pass. Katie Brown saves it from going out of bounds. Outside the arc, right elbow extended. Shot good. 3-point land, Ella Hickok. Ella Hickok shooting 30% behind the stripe. She's now 20 for 65 on the season. Bounce pass, we had a dribble crossover. Howie Wolf in the paint, got a shot blocked, tipped it to the corner. Baseline jumper good, credit the bucket. 21, Allie Powell. We're going to see the front court. 14-4, Lady Huskies by 10. 1:33 left here in the first quarter. And he kicked out of bounds. Allie Powell with some good, quick reflexes. They're going to give the ball back to the Huskies in the front court. In the ball game for the Lady Devils, it's going to be number 10, Lacey Logan, 5'2 senior. She's in the ball game now. The ball's in the front court. Ella Hickok straight away. She'll pass it behind the arc. Left side working against her is Powell. They're working to the corner, Havy Cherry. They're working back out, Cameron Runner. Back pedal dribble. She'll look to get rid of it. Cameron Runner on the stationary dribble. She'll cross over, work it outside the arc. Katie Brown, elbow right side, gives it to Ella Hickok. Back to Cameron Runner. Straight away, shot not taken by Havy Cherry. They're working around the perimeter, long three-point shot. Ella Hickok wouldn't go. Rebound fought for. Ashley Schramm comes down with one of her 10.4 rebounding averages per ball game. Out top of the basketball, Hallie Wolf, Blue Devils. Elbow, left side, shot on the way, rims out, wouldn't go. That was Allie Powell. Rebound secured by number 10, Lacey Logan. Ball's down low in the paint, tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to Tipton. Tipton going to keep it in the front court. Going to be brought in just left of the bucket. Just left. I'm telling you, it's pretty close to that backboard on the backside. They'll toss it in tall. Ashley Schramm, outside the arc, lost the handle. Going to go off the foot, out of bounds. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in backcourt. Under a minute, 38.2 left. Substitution back in the ballgame. You're going to see Cora Rodeball taking a breather at 21. Allie Powell in the front court. Crossing the timeline, Ella Hickok. Stationary dribble out near the center circle. Working with her, right there working against her, Cora Rodeball. Going to work at right side. She'll go adjacent towards the scores bench. Hadley Cherry, she'll hold the basketball. Look for some defense. Playing her very loosely right there is Cora Rodeball. She's going to hold the basketball. 12 seconds left. Coming out to play her is Hallie Wolf. She'll dribble. She'll get it back to Cameron Runner. Out top near the center line, Ella Hickok. The Cameron Runner spin move. Takes a shot in the paint. Got the bucket. Cameron Runner, with that spin move, freed her up. Located the rim in a hurry. Got the bucket and got fouled. Cameron Runner going to shoot one more. Whistle a foul on Kaya Money. Shot on the way, good. Cameron Runner, three-point play. Going to be brought in from the backcourt. 2.4 left. Long shot at the buzzer. Blocked by Cameron Runner. First quarter is complete. Final score, I should say four after one. Hamilton Heights 17, Tipton 4. Go to a 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. You can dial them up at 317-773-4800. Again, their number is 317-773-4800. They're authorized. They're a dealer. They're a dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way or local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with lift gates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's Indiana Express Rentals. Second quarter, alternate possession arrow. Going to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give the ball back to the Blue Devils. Baby Blue Devils going to enter the ball right there. Going to work it in. Slightly to the backcourt. Hallie Wolf crosses the timeline. Walk pace. She'll work the right side. Going to dribble in just outside the paint. They're working back out top. Hallie Wolf crossover. Look at the left side behind the arc to the hands of Abigail Phillips. Hallie Wolf, long three-point bucket is good. Left elbow extended. What a shot, at least a couple of steps behind the arc. WNBA range. Three-point shot good. 17-7, Lady Huskies by 10. Ball's in the front court. Lady Huskies on the dribble. Cameron Renner guarding her loosely there is number four, Hallie Wolf. They'll work it out top with the basketball. Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry stationary. She'll pass it to the free throw line. Picking up the ball, Cameron Renner. Works it behind the arc. Back to Ella Hickox. Bit of a screen. A little bit of a bump there. Local schools just 7.9 miles from each entrance. You know, these girls are familiar with one another. Going to be a bump foul. Bump foul as Cameron Renner went baseline. That was number 21, Allie Powell. Bumps her out of bounds. Going to be a foul whistle on Tipton. Team foul situation, three each way. Taking a breather is Katie Brown for Hamilton Heights. Back in the ballgame, starter, number 20, Kaylee Roten. Going to be brought in by the bucket on the baseline. Cameron Renner. Toss it out top. Ella Hickok back to the corner. Three-point shot good. Cameron Renner right there in the traveling spirit section of Hamilton Heights. Oh, guys, I take that back. There's one gal there. Working it back the other direction. Look at right side, Hallie Wolf. They're working back free throw line. Shot off the mark. Shot taken by Allie Powell. The rebound, Cameron Renner of Hamilton Heights. Still working adjacent across the way there. Ella Hickok back to Kaylee Roten. Now back behind the arc, Cameron Renner. Ella Hickok behind the arc. Scouting out some directions. She's going to bring the ball back out beyond the corner. Working against her loosely is Ashley Schramm, 6'4" senior. Baseline jumper. Hits the back of the rim. Comes back, falls in. Kaylee Roten having a pretty good shooting game today, as she did on Thursday night versus Greenwood. Two-point bucket for Kaylee. Third, 22-7. Crossover dribble. Hallie Wolf picks up her dribble. She's going to pass it out top. She's going to be picked up, stolen by Cameron Renner. She's going to take a shot in the paint. Rims around, wouldn't go. Got her own board. Actually, Schramm right there to try to collect the board. Going to bump foul. Cameron Renner. Actually, Schramm going to pick up the person. Ashley Schramm picked up her first foul in the ballgame. Four thus far, Tipton. First half, entry pass in the paint. A little bit long, picked up by Cameron Renner. Looks it around, Shakel. Everybody, Kaylee Roten now back in the corner. Left side, Hadley Cherry. Guarding her loosely is Ashley Schramm. Hadley Cherry going to bring it back out. She'll dribble it back out, reset the offense. Out in front of the scores bench, deep in the front court. Guarding her very loosely is Abigail Phillips. To get the ball back to Cameron Renner. Renner on the dribble straight away. Working against her is 23 Abigail Phillips. Over to right side. Behind the arc, Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble it back out center circle. I should say top of the key. She'll pass it left side. Cameron Renner nearly threw the ball away. Cameron Renner on the dribble. She'll cross over. She'll meet the paint. Try to get a pass to the corner to Shakel. Good hands. Tipped out of bounds. Chris, good hands. Number 20, Kaya Money. Going to be brought in the front court, side court. Kaylee Roten tosses it slightly to the back court. Ella Hickok crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Stationary dribble straight out top. They'll move it left side, Kaylee Roten. Back to Ella Hickok. Behind the arc, Cameron Renner. She'll dribble. Left elbow dish off. Ella Hickok backpedal dribble again. Looking right side, Cameron Renner. Three-point shot. Good. Left elbow extended. Couple of steps beyond the arc. From Cameron Renner for three, it's 25-7, tied out on the floor, 4:38 left here in the second quarter. We'll also mention this game is in parts, being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Car Quest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. There's the south edge of Cicero. That's Cicero Town Plaza. That's right there off of State Road 19 that runs through town. It's got another name. It's called Peru Street. And we'll mention they are team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317 384-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. That's Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. Second buzzer sounds in the court of play right here. Ball's going to be brought in backcourt by Tipton. Going to enter the ball with Kaya Money, number 20. Going to give the ball back to number 4, Haley Wolf. I should say Hallie Wolf across the timeline. Her dad, pretty quality guy. Her dad does some refereeing in high school basketball. I tell you what, he's good. He's become a lot better. He's good. Out top of the basketball, Tipton, number 10, Lacey Logan. Over to the left side behind the arc. Hallie Wolf should take a three. Couple of steps behind the arc. Wouldn't go, rimmed up, fell off. Rebound out of there. Ella Hickok gets it to Cameron Runner. Works the left side, straddling the three-point line. Kaylee Roten, she gets the ball back from Ella Hickok. Guarding her is Hallie Wolf. Backpedal dribble. Kaylee Roten straight away. They'll work the left side in front of the, should say, the Blue Devil bench. Cameron Runner will bring it back out to the center of the basketball. Working against her is 10, Lacey Logan. They'll dribble it in. They'll work it into paint. Kaylee Roten goes to the corner with it. Abby Sherry now back out top. Ella Hickok, back pedal dribble. Trying to center the ball up right there, working the front court. Cameron Runner out near the center line, out near the center circle. She'll dribble in close to the three-point stripe. She'll cross over. She'll go to the corner with it. Ella Hickok, she'll bring it back out. She's going to dribble it right side behind the arc. Working against her closely is Kaya Money. Pretty good defensive mode there, Kaya Money. Earning the count right there, didn't quite get to 5 behind the arc. Might have got away with a jump stop pop right there. No traveling violation called. It's going to be an offensive foul. Going to be an illegal screen out top of the 3-point stripe. We're going to call this on number 2, Ella Hickok. Hickok picked up her second foul in the contest. Both teams with 4 fouls in the ball game here in the first half. 25-7, Lady Huskies in front. Crossing the timeline, Hallie Wolf. She'll work it left side. She'll bring it back right side. She'll pass it outside the arc to Lacey Logan. Logan in front of the stripe. She'll take a shot. Wouldn't go. Rebound, Ella Hickok. Hickok in the front court with the basketball. She'll dribble in. She'll go baseline, bring the ball back out. Get it to teammate, Hadley Cherry. Hadley Cherry going to hold the basketball. Guarding her loosely is number 15, Cora Rodeball. Have the Cherry can hold the basketball. Lady Devils wait to check in. If the next dead ball is going to be Allie Powell at the next dead ball, so check in. They're working in the front court. Kaylee Roten skies to save the basketball from going out of bounds on the dribble. Works it out in front of the scores bench. Have the Cherry now back out top to Kaylee Roten. She'll dribble. Get the back to Cameron Runner. She'll dribble the paint. She'll take it to the corner. Kaylee Roten guarding her quickly right there is Hallie Wolf. We're working back out top, Hadley Cherry with the basketball. In her face, number 15, Cora Rodeball. Looks like the count should have been about 5 there. No count, no whistle. Going to give it to Cameron Runner. She'll bring it elbow left side. She'll give dish off right there. Ella Hickok to the corner. 2-point shot from the baseline. Cassie Schaefer wouldn't go. Saving the basketball from going out of bounds, Ella Hickok. She saved it off of the legs of Ashley Schramm. And the Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies will keep it in the front court. Going to be brought in right in the bucket. In the ball game, Allie Powell. Free throw line, Cassie Schaefer back out top. Kaylee Roten, triple threat available. Working against her, Lacey Logan. Logan's going to get a bit closer. Kaylee Roten's going to dribble right. She'll cross over, go left. Trying to get it to teammate Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner might have thought that ball was tipped on the chest pass. It was not. She elected to let it go out of bounds. It belongs to Tipton. Going to be brought in right there. Side court. Back court. Kaya Money gets it in. Number 4, Hallie Wolf. Kaya Money, Hallie Wolf, both team captains for the Lady Devils. Shot from the corner. It was a 2-point shot from the baseline. Credit the bucket. Number 21, Allie Powell. Allie Powell, a 5'10" junior. Working in the front court right now, Hamilton Heights. Approaching the 1-minute mark. long three-point shot. Cameron Runner wouldn't go. Rebound, Ella Hickok. But back wouldn't go on the layup. Rebound, Ashley Schramm. We're under a minute. 55 seconds left. Lady Blue Devils in the front court. On the dribble, it's Kaya Money. She'll go out and retrieve the basketball. We'll go to the corner with it. Three-point shot on the way off the glass. Off the glass, 21, Allie Powell. Say what I watched her brother play. I never saw him take a three-point shot. He worked all his points in the paint and there around the baseline. 22 points a game for her brother, Nate Powell. He's a Purdue Boilermaker now. He's getting an education. 23 seconds left. Lady Huskies in the front court. Deep in the front court, opposite the scores bench. Cameron Leonard will cross over. 15 seconds left. Behind the arc, Abby Cherry back to Cameron. Going to be a timeout called Coach Keegan Cherry. 11.4 seconds left. 25-12, 30-second timeout. Hamilton Heights, and we'll mention the Hamilton County Reporter. If you'd like to access the Hamilton County Reporter, you don't have to live in Hamilton County. In-county rate to get that paper delivered to your mailbox, $24 a year. Out-of-county rate, just $60 per year. That's them 6 days a week. Just call Circulation Director Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. Again, 765-585-9519. You can get that online also in your inbox on your computer. Contact Isaac Taylor. Ball brought in. Slightly in the backcourt. Cameron Runner on the dribble. 8 seconds. Way out top on the dribble. Going to pick up a screen from Harry Cherry. She's going to paint. Off the glass. Couldn't get the bucket. She'll shoot two. 1 second left on the clock. Cameron Runner going to shoot two shots at the foul strike. They're going to whistle this foul on 21 Allie Powell. She has two in the ballgame. She foul number five. Cameron Runner at the free throw line. First shot is good. Cameron Runner enters this ballgame shooting 84% from the stripe. She's started the ballgame 96 for 114 shots. She'll get one more. Shot on the way, also good. Cameron Runner for two. 27-12. Ball brought in. 1 second. Going to hold the basketball right there in the hands of Lacey Logan. We'll go to halftime. Halftime score here at Tipton. Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies, 24. Tipton Lady Devils, 12. We'll go a 10-minute intermission clock. And I'm working here on the court right there. We mentioned keeping education in front of athletics. High School Sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. In varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Lafayette Central Catholic Knights captured the 1A title at Victory Field this past spring, 2022. They finished 27-6 on the season. We'll mention football. PutMeInSports.com. We'll mention football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils basketball, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies basketball. We're at halftime. We're going to unplug right now. We're going to talk to three gentlemen right up here. We'll be right back. We're going to talk right now. Three gentlemen right here off the basketball team. We're going to talk to number three, Grady Carpenter. Got some notes here if you want them. Grady Carpenter and Noah Swan, number 11, number 23, Jackson Money. Jackson Money, did you teach your sister how to play?
I did not. She taught me a couple things, but I also taught her a couple things. So.
I believe that's true. How about your older brother?
Yeah, he taught me something. He taught Kai some stuff, so yeah.
I was thinking last night, I was thinking about you. I said to myself, I said Jackson Money playing a little bit more relaxed this year.
Yeah, it was more relaxed. He just moved the ball, moved constantly, run, transition, and just kind of worked in our favor.
Sounds good. Grady Carpenter sitting right there. He's 6'5". His mom worked on my teeth before the season. She told me he grew an inch. I believe it. Grady Carpenter, you're doing pretty well. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, you guys got a good win last night.
Yeah, we did get a good win. Big conference win. We needed that one. And, you know, we're feeling good. After two losses, it felt good to get a win.
Absolutely. You went to Bethesda Christian. They were rated number 3 in Class 1A. They could play the basketball game, couldn't they?
Yeah, obviously. They were a really good team. We didn't play our best game, obviously. We think we could beat them any given day, but, you know, it's whatever. We moved past it.
That was a pretty vibrant gym holding just 1,200 people.
Yeah, there were quite a few people in there. It was pretty loud.
It was. The decibel level was high. We're talking right now, number 11, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan, when you take a three-point shot, you don't care where you're standing, do you?
No. When I let it go, I just have a good feeling it's going in. Doesn't matter where it's from.
I believe that you have a very good percentage behind the arc. 45% to what last night you started. 37 for 82. I'm not sure if you knew that.
I didn't. Had a couple of rough games, past two games. Hadn't made one, but it felt good to get them to fall back again last night.
And what, you go to the foul side, you're 3 points behind Mr. Grady Carpenter, shooting 78%. It's pretty much ice in your veins, isn't it?
Yeah, usually. This has kind of been a down year at the free throw line, but I'm building it back up, starting to hit a lot more, so.
That feels good. I enjoy watching you guys play. Jackson, man, I tell you what, you shoot the two ball. Very good for the Blue Devils. Got to mention, you're shooting the two ball at 53%. That's pretty darn good.
Yeah, obviously these two guards sit next to me, they get it out in transition, and I just run, and they just give it to me, so works in my favor.
Grady Carpenter could sure outlast the basketball. He plays unselfish for you. Tell what, Grady, you're playing a good game. We enjoy watching you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I love getting my teammates involved and making some nice passes.
Very good. I'll say one. I'm going to mention, you guys have 8 days off. 8 days off. I'm sure you're going to get some practice in. Talk a little bit about Cliff Hawkins. That guy knows the game.
Yeah, he does. He knows what we're doing. We have a lot of really good practices. Just focusing for our next up-and-coming game. He's a really good coach.
He is a very good coach. Grady, I'm going to ask you, did you know Mr. Cliff Hawkins coached Corey Fernand?
Yeah, he did tell us about that and how he coached Tri-Central.
He's a very good coach. This is Cliff Hawkins' 8th stop. You know, he stops 8 different places. He loves the kids.
Yeah, obviously it's his 8th stop, so he has a lot of experience. He has a lot of players, a lot of good players that have been through his teams, and he knows the game, so.
Absolutely so. I tell you what, you guys played against Mitchell Dean. Say what, Grady, you matched up against Mitchell Dean. 6'8", you're 6'5", you handled him pretty well.
Yeah, he's a big kid, he's strong, he got a lot of what he wanted, he got some dunks, but he's a big, solid kid.
Absolutely. That 8 days off you guys are getting, I know you're going to get some practice in. You're going to face a guy from Kokomo right here in the gym. You know who I'm getting ready to talk about. Flory Badunga. That guy's 6'10". He can jump out of the gym.
He's a force to handle down there. I don't know what we're going to do yet because we're not very big, so we could struggle with them, but we'll get a game plan. We'll figure something out.
He's going to stay around the paint. Somebody told me entering last night's game. Those guys clobbered their opponent last night. Entering last night's game, Flory Badunga had 32 shots made in a row, 2-point land.
Yeah, he's pretty consistent. I mean, he's a really good player. He gets what he wants. I mean, we're really going to have to key in on him if we want a chance to win the game. So we're going to have to work hard this week and get ready to play.
You guys blocked out. You can get him into foul territory, and you can hurt his game and make him sit down.
Yeah, he lives around the paint, so we just got to box him out. Don't want to get the ball and shut down their shooters.
Say what, we're done talking about your guys' game. You're here to support the Blue Devil basketball team. Say what, they've got some players. Talk about Hallie Wolf.
She's a really good shooter. She's like me, she's not afraid to shoot it from anywhere. She'll let it fly.
Very much so. I'm going to talk about the leading free throw shooter for the Blue Devils basketball team, the boys. That's Grady Carpenter, 81%. Did you know that last night?
No, but last year, beginning of the year, I really struggled with free throws, and you know, I really wanted to work on getting that percentage up. It's 3 points, and it helps the team win. I think I've done a really good job as a free throw line this year.
Mission accomplished, Grady. Say what, Ashley Schramm entered this ball game. She's shooting 96 shots on the season. She made 72, and she's working pretty good. And last year, I checked it out, in the top 50 in the nation. She was in the top 50 in the nation for free throws.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. For her size, she's actually a really good free throw shooter.
I'm going to ask Jackson. Jackson, do you know if Ashley's going to college and where she's going?
I'm not really sure yet. I know she has a couple good looks, but I think she's undecided right now.
I tell you what, it's about like Justin Shear. When Justin Shear played quarterback for the Huskies, he had a shoebox full of offers. Literally a shoebox. I'm guessing Ashley Tran's going to have about the same.
Yeah, probably. She's a really good player, so I assume she's going to have a lot of offers. She just keeps working at it.
Tell you what, for the three guys we're talking to right now, I bet you could fill a shoebox up for offers. You're a humble man. You're just a junior, Nolan. I got to mention, you got a ways to go, but we'll be seeing you play on Saturdays.
Yep, hopefully. That's the dream. Just keep working and working. Keep getting to the next level.
Very much so. You guys are humble. You share the basketball. You work as a team. I got to mention, though, Grady. Grady, you had a little bit of trouble hitting the three ball earlier in the season, but I got to mention, right there to clean it up was Landon Seidel.
Yeah, Landon's been big for us coming off last year playing JV. He's really stepped up and worked hard and gotten better. And I just got to keep shooting three ball. It'll fall.
No question. It'll fall for sure. You got the prettiest shot pretty much on the team other than Nolan and Jackson. They're both better than you. You know that for a fact, right?
I'll give them credit. That's all right.
I'm just teasing. We're going to bow out of here. I appreciate you guys talking with us. We'll do this again, okay, Nolan?
Thank you.
Sound all right, Grady?
Yes, sir, thanks for having us.
How about Jackson?
Yep, thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you guys. I'll see you next Saturday. So you're going to walk this direction. They're going to walk down and join their spirit section. Clock rolling down. Both teams out on the floor. Getting warmed up. 1:34 on the intermission clock. That was pretty special to put me in sports to get to talk to those three guys. Nolan Swan, 6'1", can shoot the ball anywhere on the floor. Grady Carpenter, 6'5", handles the basketball, very good guard, shoots the ball anywhere, shoots the free throws really well, 81%, leads the Blue Devils. And Jackson Money, calm down a little bit this season, relax a little bit. Jackson Money, shooting well, and I'm contributing to the Blue Devils throughout the ball game. So we can set this down. We're going to plug back in. We're plugged back in. Let's see if Paula can check, sound check. Very nice of those gentlemen to speak at halftime. We are thankful for them. And they're getting ready to toss the ball back in. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in by Taylor Roten. Taylor Roten will toss it in. Ella Hickok. Cross the timeline at a walk pace. Going to meet her out at the top of the circle. Hallie Wolf. She'll dribble the left side. She'll bring it back out. Top of the circle. Back pedal. Work to the left side. Taylor Roten. 3-point shot. Rims off. Wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Ashley Schramm of Tipton. Cross the timeline, Hallie Walsh will cross over. Outside the paint, she'll go to the corner, Allie Powell. They're working back top of the free throw line. Ashley Schramm, baseline drive, Hallie Walsh. Couldn't get the shot to go, but she'll shoot twice at the free throw line. Hallie Walsh. Third foul called on Ella Hickok. Thankful for the public address letting us know that. Not seeing the foul collector and how many on that particular part of the scoreboard for this game. Her shot good. Hallie Wolf at the free throw line. Steps to the line, shoots at 65%. She's now 16 for 24. 67%. Second shot up. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Rebound. Cameron Renner. Renner to the front court. On the dribble. Works it out to get the ball back from teammates. Right there, out top of the circle now. In center circle, I should say. Cameron Runner setting up a screen. She won't use it. She'll go right back. She'll dribble in the paint. She'll pass it down low. Got the bucket. Cassidy Schakel right there with the assist from Cameron Runner. 29-13. 16-point advantage. Hamilton Heights just under a minute gone by, third quarter. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Would he go? Shot taken by Abigail Phillips. Fight for the board. Got the rebound. Abigail Phillips ends up with it out top. Going to go baseline drive. Hallie Wolf. Shot wouldn't go. Ashley Schramm going to go over the back of Hadley Cherry. Going to pick up the personal foul. And what's the riff on Ashton Schramm? Picks up the second foul. That's Ashton Schramm here in the ballgame. Going to work right side on the dribble. Ella Hickok back out inside the three-point line. Kaylee Roten to Hadley Cherry. Back to Kaylee. Back out top of the circle. Working against her a little bit too close. Number 23, Abigail Phillips. So they're going to whistle a foul on Abigail Phillips. She's going to pick up her first foul in the ballgame. Team's second here, second half. Back in the ballgame for Tipton, number 15, Cora Rodeball. Also number 10, Lacey Logan. Rodeball, a 5'9 sophomore. Lacey Logan, a 5'2 senior. Out top of the basketball, Cameron Runner. She'll dribble to the left side behind the arc. Back pedal dribble, she'll dribble in elbows. She'll pass it down low again. Cassie Schakel shot off the glass, wouldn't go that time. Ashley Schramm trying to outlet, right side, tall pass, goes out of bounds. Looking for Lacey Logan. Going to give the ball back to Hamilton Heights. Be brought in the front court for the Lady Huskies, adjacent to the bench area. Be brought in, Kaylee Roach, she'll toss it backward. Ella Hickok, out top of the basketball, going to dribble left. Stationary Joel, screen from Schakel. She'll dribble baseline. She'll go through the lane. Outside, going to be a 14-footer. Shot goes in. Nothing but net. Hadley Cherry squaring up to hit the two. And the foul whistle. Cherry will shoot one more. And a whistleless foul on number 10, Lacey Logan. Three-point play opportunity. Hadley Cherry, and she got it. Three-point play, Hadley Cherry makes her first free throw of the season. Going to walk it to the timeline. That's number 20 for Tipton, Kaya Money. Kaya Money going to work it left side behind the arc. She'll dribble in now. Throw the ball outside the arc. Shot on the way. Good. Three-point shot. Tipton, Lady Devil. Number 20, Kaya Money. 32-16. Lady Huskies in front. Third quarter, 5:28. Clock moving. Going to dribble it right side behind the arc. She'll bring it back out. Ella Hickok. She'll pick up a screen from Schakel. She'll work it in the paint. She'll kick through the corner. Kaylee Roten for three. Kaylee Roten with a good follow-through. Three-point bucket for Kaylee Roten. 35-16. 5:07 left. Blue Devils in the front court. Works it down low. Ashley Schramm. She'll go in the paint. Going to lose her footing. They're going to whistle a foul. They're going to whistle a foul there in the paint. Ashley Schramm, they'll take the ball out of bounds. Boom. Whistle the foul on number 24, Hadley Cherry. She has one. Team foul number two. Tipton with three thus far. We're in the second half. We brought in left of the bucket. Behind the arc, but we're back to the corner. That's number 20, Kaya Money. Out top of the circle. Three-point shot rims out. Oh, 15, Cora Rodeball. Ball Cherum. Evidently, last tip by Hamilton Heights goes to the backcourt. It's retrieved by Hallie Wolf. She's in the front court. Second possession here in the front court for Tipton. Going to work it outside the arc. 20, Kaya Money. Works to the baseline jumper. Allie Wolf. She can hit that back. Allie. That's number 21, Allie Powell. Just inside the three-point line. Two-point shot is good. 35-18. Lady Huskies in front. Going to go baseline. Ella Hickok kicks it back out. Taylor Roten, three-point shot, wouldn't go. Fought for on the rebound. That was Hallie Wolf and Cassie Schakel. They're going to say it was last touch before it went out of bounds by Tipton. Going to be brought in right in the bucket on the baseline. Tall pass. 14-footer straight away in the paint, wouldn't go. Cameron Runner. Ashley Schramm boards the basketball. They get it to Hallie Wolf. To the front court. On the dribble. Outside the paint. Going to tip it. Trying to get the teammate, it goes out of bounds. Cameron Runner playing hard on the defensive mode. Working against her with 21, Allie Powell. Going to give the ball back to the Lady Huskies. Going to be brought in, Ella Hitchcock. Going to be met at half court by Kaya Money. Spin move, out top of the circle, so dribble it in. to take a shot straddling the three-point line. Two-point bucket is good. Left elbow extended for Ella Hickok. 37-18. 3:42 on the game clock, third quarter. Lady Huskies going to check in with a sub here at the dead ball. Tipton will do the same. From the corner, Hallie Wolf. Three-point shot wouldn't go. They say the ball was last touched. It goes out of bounds off the fingertips of Cora Rodeball. Katie Brown for Hamilton Heights going to check back in. Where's number three? Taking a breather for Hamilton Heights, Cassidy Schaefer. Where's 23? Back in the ballgame, right there for Tipton, is number 15, to get back Cora Rodeball in the game, and 21, Allie Powell, also in the contest, 23, Abigail Phillips. In the paint, off the glass, two-point bucket, Cam Runner, 39-18, Lady Huskies in front, 3:04 on the game clock. Tall pass down low in the paint. Ashley Schramm backs her way in. Two-point bucket good. Ashley Schramm for two. 39-20. Crossing the timeline at a walk pace. Ella Hickok. Hickok out top. She'll pass to the left side behind the arc. Around the perimeter. She'll bring it back out. Katie Brown works at right side. Cameron Runner. Working against her is Allie Powell. She'll go baseline. Kick it back out. Three-point shot on the way, short off the mark. Ella Hickok. Credit the board to Ashley Schramm of Tipton. Across the sideline, Hallie Wolf. Long three-point shot. Good. Nothing but net. Left elbow extended. Pretty shot. Three-point land for Wolf to the front court. Outside the arc. On the dribble, Katie Brown brings it back out. Hallie Cherry outside in the circle. Kaylee Roten. She'll give us the Cameron Runner, she'll take a shot 3 steps behind the arc. Left elbow extended, 3-point shot is good for Runner. 42-23, 1:55 left. We're working down low, actually Schramm will keep the ball alive. They're going to whistle a foul, evidently. So Eller's going to call that a jump ball. Taylor Roten going to take a breather for Hamilton Heights. Back in the game is 23, Cassidy Schaefer. Will be brought in right in the bucket for Tipton. Brought in by Hallie Wolf. Outside the arc, touches the hands briefly, Abigail Phillips. 3-point shot, Tipton on the way. Wouldn't go, that was 15, Cora Rodeball. Rebound, Lady Huskies. Going to pass across the timeline to Cameron Runner. Works the left side around the perimeter. Havie Cherry in the corner to Katie Brown. Back to Havie. To bring it back around, they reverse the basketball behind the arc. On the dribble, Cameron Runner. Going to set a screen there, Hadley Cherry. Cameron Runner doesn't use it. She's in the center circle right now. She'll dribble right. Working against her is Kaya Money. She gets the ball. She'll work it back in. Baseline. She'll kick it to the corner. It's going to be tipped. Goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Hamilton Heights. 42-23. Going to be brought in right of the bucket. Going to be brought in. Hadley Cherry will trigger the inbound. Lady Huskies running the play. Tall pass. Deep. Going to go to the backcourt. She'll retrieve it. Number 10, Cameron Runner. Somebody hollered over and back. She never possessed the basketball in the front court. She's on the dribble now. Cameron Runner works it out behind the arc. Ella Hickok. Hesitation dribble. She'll backpedal dribble now. Working against her. Right there. Top of the circle is Bear. Excuse me. Wolf. Hallie Wolf with the defense. Ella Hickok going to dribble beyond Wolf, and Wolf's going to reach in, get a small, just an incidental foul. She's going to pick up her second in the ballgame. Hallie Wolf, fourth game, second half for Tipton. Two thus far for Hamilton Heights. Katie Brown going to take a breather. Take that back. She's still in the game. That's Cassidy Schaefer taking a breather. Ball's in the front court. Ella Hickok. Haley Wolf guarding her. They'll bring it back out top near the center circle. Hadley Cherry. We're under a minute. Third quarter. 35 seconds and counting. Over to right side to the corner. Katie Brown works it back around. Cameron Runner back to Katie. She'll dribble in. Pass it back out top near the center circle. Hadley Cherry working against her. 15 Cora Rodeball. back out center circle again. Cameron Renner, 18 seconds left. Third quarter, 42-23. Lady Huskies in front. She's going to dribble into Payne. Off the glass, two-point bucket, a layup, uncontested. Credit the layup to Cameron Renner, 4 seconds left. Front court with the basketball, Hallie Wolf. Long three-point shot, rims off, nearly wins. That was number 20, Kaya Money. We'll go to a fourth quarter here momentarily. At the end of three, Hamilton Heights, 44, Tipton, 23. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers.com. Since 1983, Fritz and Fishers.com, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their Fishers dealership, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations at Fritz and Fishers at 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second dealership is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road, right there between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32, right there at Mill Creek Road. They're going to put a roundabout there eventually. That'll be good for the car business. We'll also mention you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. They're going to bring the ball in. Alternate possession arrow. Going to give it back to Hamilton Heights. Going to be brought in by Hadley Cherry. They're working right there. Got to mention, tomorrow at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, the Harlem Globetrotters, a 12:30 ball game and a 5:30 ball game. Right here at Gainbridge, check it out. It's going to be tomorrow. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for tickets. In the front court, Ella Hickok. Going to work at right side. Behind the arc, she'll bring it back out top, Katie Brown. Left side behind the arc, three-point shot. You can't leave her open. Kaylee Roten for another three-point bomb. 47-23. Lady Huskies in front. Across the timeline, Hallie Bear. Hallie Berry, I knew I'd say that. Hallie Wolf, she's just as pretty. We're going back top of the circle, then we're going back in. Hallie Wolf on a bounce pass. Behind the arc, 15 corner road to ball. Opposite corner, three-point shot on the way, got it. Kaya Money from three-point land in front of the Blue Devil Spirit section. 47-26. 7-12 on the game clock. Fourth quarter, substitution, waiting to check in at the scores bench. Outside the arc, Katie Brown. Three-point shot rims out. Rebound, Ashley Schramm. And across the timeline with the basketball, Hallie Wolf should go to the corner with it. Opposite side, three-point shot wouldn't go that time. Kaya Money, rebound, Katie Roten dishes off. Cameron Runner in the front court, stationary dribble near the center circle. Working against her is Kaya Money. Picked up a screen from Hadley Cherry. Kaya Money fights through it, no whistle. Out top, Katie Brown. Katie Brown goes to dribble it right side. She'll bounce it right side. Ella Hickok, she'll bring it back out straight away. Hadley Cherry back to Ella Hickok in the center circle. She'll dribble it left side. She'll bring it back right. Hallie Wolf's going to pick up the foul. And she's going to help Ella Hickok back up off the surface. Foul's whistled. Hallie Wolf's going to pick up number three in the ballgame. She fouled number five on Tipton. Two thus far, second half for Hamilton Heights. Back in the ballgame, Lady Huskies. Number 23, Cassie Schakel, taking a breather, is number three, Katie Brown. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is 21, Allie Powell. Ball brought in. Sliding in the backcourt, Ella Hickok crossing the timeline. Bounce pass right side, Katie Roten. Back out top, Cameron Renner. Cameron Renner wasn't quite looking for the pass yet. Pass is there, but Cameron Renner was having to deal with number four, Hallie Wolf. Hallie Wolf, quite a ball player. You got to keep an eye on where she's at pretty much all the time. She's a point guard crossing the timeline. Point out some directions. She'll work at right side behind the arc. 23, Abigail Phillips. She'll take a three. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Allie Powell with the board. since the shots wouldn't go fighting for the board there, actually Schramm and Hamilton Heights are going to call this foul on 24, have to carry. Back in the ballgame, Katie Brown for the Lady Huskies. Where's number 3? Taking a breather. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Can be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Brought in by Abigail Phillips. Look at this free throw line. Ashley Schramm. She'll set a screen for Hallie Wolf. Free throw line. She popped a shot. Nothing but net. Hallie Wolf for 2. A good screen from Ashley Schramm. Ball brought in backcourt. Lady Huskies. 5:38 on the game clock. 47-28. Lady Huskies in front. Out top on the center circle on the dribble. Ella Hickok with the left side. Have the cherry. She'll dribble it back out top. Working against her right there is 23, Abigail Phillips. Out top again with the basketball. Cameron Runner, she'll cross over. She'll go in the paint, kick it back out. Have the cherry. Give the ball back out top to Ella Hickok. Working in the free throw line. Cassie Schakel. She'll work it outside. Katie Brown on the dribble. Well beyond the arc. Working against her is Allie Powell. Outside the arc, Abby Cherry. She'll pass it back out top. Cameron Runner. Lady Huskies taking some class on this possession. Going to dribble it in to the baseline. They'll kick it back out. Baseline. Cassie Schakel. Ball's loose. Kind of carelessly taking care of it right there down low near the baseline. It's picked off. Stolen by Ashley Schramm. Back the other direction. We're going to back to the corner. They'll work it inside out. Going to dribble in now. That's Abigail Phillips. Gets it back to Ashley Schramm. Looking to get rid of it. She'll pass it outside the arc. Phillips on the dribble. Going to be a foul call. Might have been a little bit behind the time, but the foul call was good. Whistle blows. They're going to whistle his foul. On number 10, Cameron Runner. Cameron Runner has 2 in the ballgame. So he's going to get a timeout on the floor. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by REMAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit REMAX, a new realty, and connect with the real estate expert today. That's REMAX, a new realty in Tipton, Indiana. They are the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. REMAX, a new realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana. You can dial them up at 765-675-3100. Again, 765-675-3100. A new realtyhomes.com, a new realty in Tipton. Will be brought in Tipton. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Rims off, wouldn't go. Shot taken by Kaya Money. Going to belong to Hamilton Heights. Lady Huskies going to bring it in right of the bucket. Cameron Runner tosses it in. Ella Hickok going to walk it to the timeline. Going to be picked up at half court. Right there by Hallie Wolf. Crossing the timeline. She'll cross over. She goes towards the hoop. She kicks to the corner. Katie Brown, 3-point shot, wouldn't go. Rebound picked up there on the carom by Hallie Wolf. Going to be a kick in the backcourt. Some pressure in the backcourt. Cameron Runner. All by herself. Pass comes in. She kicks it. She's got quick reflexes. Cameron Runner, just a junior, 5'9", went over the 1,000 mark plateau in scoring a couple of games ago. Outside the arc, short off, went off, long off the rim. Hallie Wolf fighting for the board. Kaya Money comes up with it. They're moving around the perimeter. Off the glass, shot wouldn't go. 3-point land. That was Allie Powell. Rebound, Hamilton Heights. Cameron Runner going across the timeline. 3:37 left here in the fourth quarter. She'll dribble in. They'll go to the corner with it. Happy Cherry picks it up. Back to Cameron. Getting some bumping going along right here. Not a lot of whistles here later in the ballgame on the dribble. On the scores bench, Cameron Runner. She'll work to the left side. Katie Brown back to Ella Hickok. She'll reset the offense. She'll kick it back. Number 20, Kaylee Roten. Roten going to dribble it back. She'll go free throw line, go to the corner, have the cherry. She'll bring the ball back out, and she'll reset the offense. Out top in the center circle. 3 minutes left. Fourth quarter, 47-28. Lady Huskies in front. Over to right side, from the scores bench, Kaylee Roten. Back out top, have the cherry. Moves it left side, Ella Hickok. Elbow left side, Kaylee Roten. She'll bring it back out. going to be a reach in. We're going to call a foul on number 20, Kaya Money. It's your second foul in the ballgame. Team foul number 6, Lady Huskies, will shoot the bonus. Next common foul, 2:46 left. Rodeball back in the ballgame. Akora Rodeball wears number 15. She's a 5'9 sophomore. Outside the arc on the dribble, Kaylee Roten. Out top, Ella Hickok. Looks at deep in the front court. Hadley Carey back to Ella. Going to be a foul whistle. They're going to whistle this on number 20, Kaya Money. Kaya Money going to pick up the third foul. Her third foul in the ballgame. 1-1. Bonus situation for Lady Huskies. Ella Hickok going through the free throw line. Ella Hickok shooting 70% at the stripe. Currently, she's 33-47. First shot on the way. Rims off, wouldn't go. Fighting for the board. Cameron Runner. She'll collect the board. Going to be tipped out of bounds. Going to be tipped. Board went out of bounds. Ashley Schramm picks it up. Hallie Wolf saves the basketball. To the corner. Looking right there at 23. Abigail Phillips. She'll work it down low. Ashley Schramm tipped away by Cameron Runner. Picked up by Abigail Phillips. Go work it down low again. Ashley Schramm off the glass. Wouldn't go. She's going to hit the deck right there on her backside. She's going to grimace and hold the back right here. Burke Emmert is going to go out. Check on her. 6'3" Ashley Schramm. Coach Leela Gilman back out there. She's out there in a hurry. Check on her center. 2:13 left in the fourth quarter. 47-28. You never want anything like this to happen. They're checking on her. And then we'll go ahead and mention this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. AGM Auto, if you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And also, they now restore classic cars and trucks. And then they reach out to the central Indiana area. All are welcome to find them. AGM Auto. Take Howard Avenue west off of State Road 19. They are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. I'm going to give her a hand clap as she comes to a seated position. Ashley Schramm. He checked right there by Burke Emmert, athletic trainer for Tipton. Leela Crawford Gilman right there to check on her also. She's going to grimace on that lower back area. She's yet to stand up, and she stands up now, straightens up. 6'3", she's 5'6" taller than the other two standing there beside her. As mentioned, her free throw percentage is tremendous. We talked with the three basketball boys at halftime. Last year, she was in the top 50 in the nation in free throw percentage. She's going to walk off the surface there. We'll also mention AGM Auto as of the 1st of March. They'll be at their new location just west of Arcadia. So back in the ballgame, Tipton, Blue Devils, some check in to Lacey Logan. Back the other direction, shot wouldn't go. Thought about a foul, no foul called. Ella Hickok was wondering how that could happen. Allie Wolf in the front court. They're going to call a foul now, Ella Hickok. After the foul called to the bench, Coach Keegan Cherry is going to call a timeout. Blue Devils. Timeout, Keegan Cherry. 60-second timeout. And what's the last foul on Hamilton Heights? That's 5 on the Lady Huskies during the second half. Full 60-second timeout. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride, trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. They sell a myriad of products. They have a myriad of products to choose from. You can visit them. That's Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's an Atlanta, Indiana address, 46031. Or you can check them out on Facebook at Runyon Truck Store, Inc. That's I-N-K. Again, that's Runyon Truck Store, your place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. At Runyon's, they say, we bleed orange. The second buzzer sounds, look at it. Inbound the basketball. It's going to belong to Tipton. 47-28. Lady Huskies in front. 2:01 left here in the fourth quarter. We brought in backcourt. Picked up there. Hallie Wolf crossing the sideline. Left-handed dribble. Right-handed player handles that ball basketball well. Behind the arc. She'll bring it back right side. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Cameron Runner. Tipton going to bring the ball back in their own front court. It's going to be inbound by number 10, Lacey Logan. Lacey Logan tosses it to the backcourt. Allie Wolf crossing the timeline. Picked up by Cameron Runner. Drops the basketball there. That's 20. Kaya Money. Cross-court tip pass. Other side, Allie Wolf. Gets the ball back. She'll take a three. Three-point shot good. In front of the Blue Devil bench, Allie Wolf for three. Ball brought in. Full-court pressure, Allie Wolf. Going to be some friction there. Cameron Runner takes the brunt of it. She'll walk to the other free throw line. Hallie Wolf collects the foul and immediately helps Cameron Runner off the surface. Sportsmanship is good. The IHSAA is smiling for sure. 1:29 left here in the fourth quarter. Cameron Runner, first shot is good. Shooting the bonus. 48-31. Second shot for Runner is also good. Two at the strike, 49-31. Pressure in the backcourt, Lady Huskies. 1:23 left in the fourth quarter. They're across the timeline with the pass. Work it the other way to the corner right there. Abigail Phillips. Back out top, Kaya Money. Picked up by Cameron Runner. Ball's loose. Free throw line. Cora Roten. Roten ball. They work it down low in the paint, Lacey Logan. Ball skipped out of her band. Her hands goes out of bounds. Going to stay in the front court with Tipton. The 1:07 left on the game clock. We bring it in left of the bucket on the baseline. Tipton. Hallie Wolf tosses in behind the arc. Kaya Money. Triple threat. She'll give it back to Hallie Wolf. She'll go left side. Cross the paint there. She'll go to the corner with it. Lacey Logan. Ooh. Right to her. Three-point shot good. Right elbow extended. Abigail Phillips. 49-34. Just under a minute. 54.9. Timeout called by the Blue Devils. 30-second timeout. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils basketball team. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. We appreciate that. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the Tipton Blue Devils 2022-23 basketball season. We brought in Ryder Bucket on the baseline. 54.9. The switch places on the baseline, passes to Ella. She'll bring the ball in to Cameron Runner across the timeline. She'll dribble in. They're going to whistle a foul to reach him. Cameron Runner at about full go, trying to get through the wickets there. And two playing basketball there. I mean, nice foul called on Tipton here in the second half. We get the one in bonus, Cameron Runner. First shot up, rims around, hits the backboard, and falls in. 50-44. She'll get one more. 50.5 seconds left. Second shot up. Also good. Cameron Runner got both. The ball brought in. Brought in by Kaya Money. Touches the hands. Second time. Abigail Phillips. Cross court pass. Lacey Logan in the front court. On the dribble. Double team. Schooner dished off right there. Ball's loose. Kaylee Roten picks it up. Schooner take it to the front court. Schooner hold the basketball up. They'll set it up in the front court. Kaylee Roten with the basketball. It's going to be a foul committed by Tipton. Number 10, Lacey Logan. Kaylee Roten going to shoot the double bonus. 28.9 left. 51-34. Lacey Logan has 2 fouls in the contest. Kaylee Roten shooting 2 at the stripe. First shot up and good. Kaylee Roten. Kaylee Roten, 11 for 20 on the season from the stripe. And now 11 for 21. Ball's loose, picked up by Lacey Logan of Tipton in the backcourt. Across the timeline, Kaya Money left-handed dribble. Picks up her dribble, works it out near the right side. Elbow, Cora Rodeval. Long 3-point shot. Credit the bucket. Phillips. Abigail Phillips for 3 in the front court. 52-37. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Cameron Runner holding the basketball at the buzzer. Hands it to the official. 32 minutes gone by. Final score. Hamilton Heights, 52. Tipton, 37. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention next games on the agenda. Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils on the 17th. That's Tuesday. Kokomo Wildcats and head coach Haley Cook Peckinpah. Haley Cook, she played basketball at Hamilton Heights. She was a standout athlete for the Huskies. She's coaching in her second year for Kokomo. Kokomo will be right here on Tuesday to go against the Lady Devils of Tipton. We'll also mention on Saturday, the boys team, Blue Devil Boys, going to host the Kokomo Wildcats. We talked about them at halftime with Nolan, Grady, and Jackson. Should be a good contest. Looking forward to the opportunity. We'll mention also Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies is going to play on Tuesday. They'll go against the Newcastle Lady Trojans. That'll happen at Hamilton Heights. We hope you'll tune in if you can't make it live. That game's slated to start at 7:30. Pre-game probably about 7:15. We hope you'll tune in. We'll mention, thankful back home, my wife, sound check, working her right there making things run smoothly. We thank you for tuning in, and we'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.